Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town. It's fine, the business thrives.
Sir Elton bringing us back with Yvonne. Still my favorite song of his. The very first one, too, by the way, from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new one, The Third Ingredient, you can find it on Amazon now. We're still just barely launching, a very soft launch right now. But if you get a chance, you want to go check it out, you can read more about it at Amazon. The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I should say the third ingredient. The .com is not quite ready yet. So if you go there, you won't find anything. We're working on that website. As I say, it's a soft launch of the book. So anyway, I want to talk about our survey. We took a poll this week, as we do every week, about well, we asked you about employers having trouble with getting employees, I should say. Are you having trouble finding qualified employees? And did you? I guess you know, if you've been listening to my show, you know that this is a crisis right now. And so 25% of you said we're not having any trouble finding good workers. So a fourth of you are not. But 75% of you said you can't find qualified applicants, or they don't have driver's licenses, or you've lowered your standards, or you gave up. So that's all the same answer. No, the answer is no. We're not finding qualified employees, 75%. So that's very good. If you do the math on that, that's what you see. And that 75% of small businesses are negatively impacted by the national crisis of not enough qualified/acceptable employee candidates. Now, the reason I say qualified/acceptable is because in the internals, when I ask about the internals on these surveys that we're getting in, ones from the NFIB and some others, what we're finding is that the qualified part means I need a welder, I can't find a welder. But the other part of it, not the qualified, but the acceptable candidate, is where the candidates show up and they've got you know, tattoos up to their earlobes, or big holes in their ears, so they got rings in their nose. Okay, if that's your lifestyle, fine. But a lot of businesses don't want that. They don't want to be around that, and they don't have to be. And they don't want people like, especially if you're waiting on customers. Customers don't like to see stuff like that. Or here's another acceptable part. They don't have a driver's license or whatever. They can't pass a blood test. Folks, I hate to say I told you so, but if you go back and look at my columns and interviews that I've done prior to every election since 2004, I pointed out the political opportunity for a presidential candidate from either party to address this issue, which actually began manifesting around 2003. We had what was called a jobless recovery back in 2003, and I started saying back then that this would be a great platform, a great plank in the platform of any presidential candidate, Democrat or Republican, about how to get people back qualified to work. But every politician knows how to sing the "I'm going to create jobs" song, but you and I both know most don't even know how to do that. Incredibly, no presidential candidate or administration has promised, I'll get you our 20th century workforce trained for and redeployed in 21st century jobs. And now, alas, the chickens of that lack of vision and leadership, as they say, have come home to roost in our surveys. The one we've taken and the one other people have taken, where it's a national crisis that employers can't find enough workers. They cannot find qualified people, because we've sent too many kids to liberal arts school, not enough of them to welding school. They can't find suitable employees, people who will show up on time. You know, you can't game all night. Guys, you can't game all night. and then show up at work all day and give a good day's work. You just can't do that. Human beings aren't designed for that. And so that's one of the problems. And so even if people get hired and they don't stick with it, they can't show up and do a good job, they get fired. And that's another hole in the organization. So after a lost day, here's the crazy thing, folks. After a lost decade of anti-business rhetoric and policies holding back the U.S. economy in the Obama administration, and we experienced that whole thing from 2007 through 2016, admittedly, 07 and 08 were before Obama, but that was when the depression and the recession and the financial crisis hit. But for that 10-year period, finally, this year, the Main Street economy is becoming robust again. But how ironic, with so many people wringing their hands in the past decade about technology taking our jobs. Robots are going to take our jobs, right? It turns out that the real limit to growth potential is a lack of human capital. Think about that. You know, I've seen this before. So many people have been able to prove that the more technology we installed, it actually grew jobs. And that's where we are right now. I'm going to paraphrase Coleridge's passage from The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Employee candidates everywhere, but not a qualified one to hire. So something we got to work on, folks. This could literally, this lack of enough workers right now, qualified people who can show up, could literally stall the U.S. economy next year. People are really concerned about that right now. So we got to work on it. Maybe you need to grow your own candidates. Some people are thinking about that. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.